Hey there, awesome people. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of releasing affirmations to help you conquer your day. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's probably been lurking in the shadows of your mind, procrastination. You know, that sneaky little gremlin that whispers sweet nothings like just 5 more minutes or it's not that urgent. We've all been there, haven't we? I mean, who hasn't woken up with a laundry list of tasks and spent half the day scrolling through memes? But guess what? Today we're reclaiming our power. Ready to ditch that procrastination gremlin for good? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you crush those goals and feel like the unstoppable force you truly are. First up, identify your procrastination triggers. Ever notice certain tasks send you running for cover? Maybe it's a project that feels overwhelming, or perhaps you just have a serious aversion to cleaning out your inbox. Pinpointing those triggers is like finding the kryptonite of procrastination. Once you know what weakens you, you can start building strategies to fight back. Second, break down those daunting tasks into bite-sized chunks. Think of it like conquering a giant monster one tiny claw at a time. Seriously, instead of looking at that entire mountain of work, focus on tackling just one small piece. Even completing 10% of something feels like progress, and that little win can fuel your motivation to keep going. Third, eliminate distractions. Put down the phone, close those unnecessary tabs, and turn off notifications. Seriously, it's like giving your brain a mental spa day. Less clutter equals more focus. You might be surprised how much you can accomplish when you create a distraction-free zone. Fourth, reward yourself. Celebrate those small victories along the way. Finish that chunk of work. Treat yourself to a cup of your favorite coffee or a quick walk outside. Positive reinforcement is powerful. It keeps you motivated and reinforces the good habits you're building. And finally, be kind to yourself. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. Procrastination is a habit, not a character flaw. Just dust yourself off, acknowledge that it happened, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's more like a roller coaster ride with ups and downs. Okay, picture this. You have a major presentation coming up next week. Your brain is screaming, procrastination party, let's binge watch reality TV. But you know that feeling when you finally get started and realize how much better it feels to be in control. The energy builds, the ideas flow, and you become this unstoppable force of productivity. You crush that presentation, feel amazing, and everyone praises your confidence. That, my friends, is the magic of taking action. So remember, procrastination doesn't have to be your boss. You are the master of your own time and energy. Take those first steps, break down those tasks, celebrate your wins, and watch yourself soar. Go ahead, tell me what you're going to tackle today and let that stuff go. And if this resonated with you, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little motivation. And hey, leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps other awesome people like you discover the power of letting things go. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.